我们所站的乃是圣地。
You told us we have to put off our sandals because on the ground that we stand on is holy.
在你的命令面前，我们感到我们是何等的软弱。
In your presence, we are so weak.
我们要求你的力量充满在我们的里面，好让我们行走在你的旨意当中。
I pray that the Holy Spirit can give us strength so that we can walk in according to your purpose.
我们今天把讲的和听的都交在你的手中，求你对我们的说话。
Dear Heavenly Father, we offer the whole congregation to you so you can speak to us.
让我们有开通的耳朵和蒙叫的舌头。
Open our ears, open our tongues so that we can truly know you.
好，让我们听见你自己的话语，
So we can truly hear you.
也传讲你的话语。
So we can preach the truth.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen。
Amen.
好，我们今天是要来到了以弗所书的第四章。那我们先来简单的回顾一下以弗所书哈。以弗所书的前面三，以弗所书分成两大段，第一大段的是前面的三章。前面三章他讲的是什么呢？他讲到了教会的琐事，啊，他讲到了教会的琐事。那么我们来看第一章他讲什么？第一章他讲说，教会是他的身体，其实是基督的身体，是那充满万有者的丰满，对吧？这是第一章。Sorry。
The book of Ephesians can be divided into two major parts. So the first part is chapter 1 to 3, and chapter 1 talks about the church's identity, what the church is.
那么第二章他讲什么呢？他讲教会的组成，教会是怎么组成的？然后他在那里，二章的19到22节，他说：“这样你们是与圣徒同国啊，你们不再做外人，是客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有耶稣基督自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。”你们也靠他同被建造成神借着圣灵所居住的所在。
And chapter 2, especially verse 19 to 22, talks about what is the church made up with.
好，那第三章他讲什么呢？他讲到教会的荣耀。那我们刚刚前面知道说，教会既然教会的组成是我们这些人包括神在旧约的选民和他在新约的所拯救的我们这些人，那么教会的荣耀其实也就是我们的荣耀。他讲到什么呢？他说求，他讲到教会呢，他说求他按，他说求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借他的灵叫你们里面的力量刚强起来，以使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，并知道这爱过于人所测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满你们。
So again, chapter 1 talks about the church's identity, and chapter 2 talks about the church's composition, which is us human beings, God's children. And based on this, chapter 3 talks about the church's glory, which is also the glory of us. So especially verse 16 to 19 talks about according to the riches of God's glory, we would be strengthened by the Spirit that the Christ dwell in us through the faith.
所以你看到以弗所书的前三章，每一章的结尾的地方，哈，都是一个很大的高潮。他告诉我们说，教会所示的。
So there is a climax at the ending of each chapter from chapter 1 to 3.
然后呢，第四章到第六章开始就告诉我们说，教会所行的。那么，教会既然有这么一。教会有这么一个琐事，那么教会就应该根据他的琐事来有所行。
And the second part of the Ephesians is chapter 4 to 6, which talks about church's conduct, that what the church does.
啊，我们刚刚看到教会琐事的里面，他讲到说教会是他的身体，这是教会琐事的。
So we talked about because the church is the body of Christ.
那么一个身体哈，我们在座有很多人，有些人个子高，有些人个子矮，有些人比较胖，有些人比较瘦。一个身体可以有各种各样的表现， 但是一个身体，它绝对有一个最重要的表现是，它必须是合一的。
So a body can, and there are different forms of body. You can be high, you can be tall, but there is one thing that cannot be missing, that is the unity.
好，如果说你看到一个头没有连带在脖子上，可能你可能要吓得魂飞魄散了。
If you see someone without a head, you may be scared
啊，我
away.
这次在北京哈，我今年6月份在北京听到那个导游跟我讲了一个故事，说在故宫有一次有一个警卫哈，晚上不知道是幻觉还是什么，他看到有一双绣鞋在地上走，上面没有人，结果这个警卫吓疯掉了，最后。
I was traveling in Beijing this June, and I heard a very strange story that a guard told me during his night shift, he saw a rusty shoes.
In brother's shoes.
Border shoes, without seeing the person.
为什么呢？因为身体必须要是合一的，必须要是彼此相连的。
Why that God was so scary? Because we know that the body has to be it has to have the unity.
所以，当以弗所书来到第4章，他开始讲到教会该有的样式、教会所行的时候，他第一个最重要的，他马上就讲到了说，教会要是合一的。
So once we start to talk about what the church does, the first point that we should talk about is the unity.
不合一就不称其为一个身体。
Without unity, we cannot create a body.
我们今天要看的以弗所书第4章的。1到16节，它就是讲到了合一。
And today's passage, Ephesians chapter 4, 1 to 16, shows us how to walk in unity.
这一段的内容非常的丰富哈，所以我今天把这个合一分成6点来讲啊。第一点，我要讲到合一的基础。
And today's passage is so rich, so I will walk six bullet points with you. The first point is the foundation of unity.
第一个，他教会合一的基础是什么？我们来一起来看第一节。他说：“我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
So the first one talks about since we have been called, live worthy of calling.
”好，那在这个地方，他讲到了说合一，它是第一，它是一个我们被呼召来合一的。
So the first point is we are called to be and to have this unity.
这件事情非常的重要，
This is very important.
因为我们知道说，我们如果说你在教会侍奉，你在教会生活了一些年哈，你会知道说，合一其实是非常难的。
I guess people with you know that it's hard to build unity.
但是我们今天为什么仍然能够维持住？某种的合一，我们依然要追求合一呢，是因为我们知道这件事情是神呼召我们去做的，
So how do we maintain unity and how do we seek unity?
而且是神的恩典所带来的。
We have to know it is by God's gracious call that we can maintain and pursue unity.
因此，最终合一是神会赐给我们的。
So ultimately, I think it is God's gracious call that God will give us unity.
如果合一是由着我们来，up to us 的话，我相信我们每个人都没有希望了。
If the unity is just a human project, then we are hopeless.
但是我们今天依然敢在教会说我们要追求合一，我们依然努力的去追求合一，因为我们深信合一是神呼召我们去做的，有他的恩典在后面。
But today we are still trying to pursue and seek unity because we believe unity is given by God's gracious call.
第二，我要请大家注意的，在这个地方是注意的是，保罗说：“我为主被囚的劝你们。
And the second thing I want to remind everybody is that Paul writes as I urge you.
”如果我们稍微回顾一下的话，保罗，这是保罗第二次在以弗所书里面讲到说：“我为主被囚的劝你们。”
And this is the second time Paul writes as a prisoner for the Lord.
他在这个地方，他。为主被囚的劝以弗所的弟兄姐妹，为什么？
He urge the brothers and sisters in Ephesians as a prisoner for the Lord. Why?
当然，我们知道说，在事实上，当保罗写这封书信的时候，保罗的确是在监狱里面写的。
We know, in fact, Paul was in the prison at that time.
他为了，或者说神为了让保罗把福音带到罗马皇帝的宫廷里面去，带到罗马御营军的军营里面去，神允许罗马的锁链把保罗给捆锁起来。
God allows Paul being taken as a captive by the Roman soldiers just to use him to spread the gospel to the Rome.
但是我们也知道说，其实这也是保罗自己所选择的道路。
But on the other hand, we know, Paul choose this road himself.
换句话说，保罗在这里不单是被罗马皇帝的锁链所捆锁，他更是被神的慈神爱所牵引的。
So, Paul is not only bounded by the shackles of the Roman soldiers, but also bounded by the God's cords of love.
我们每一个人在教会里面要追求合一，我们每个人都必须在一定的程度上，我们愿意被神的慈神爱所来捆绑。
If we seek unity in the church, we too must let God's cords of love to guide us.
在教会里面，很多的时候，你必须要放下你的所谓的权利。
In the service of in the church, we have to let go some of our authority.
以前林弟兄常常跟我们讲说，家庭是讲爱的，法庭是讲理的。
Brother Lin often told us that within a family, we emphasize a lot on love, and within a court, we emphasize on the law.
教会是一个家。
And our church is our family.
所以有些时候，如果说你心里对教会有抱怨，说，哎，这个教会怎么这么不讲理？哎，因为我们是一个家。
And if sometimes you have some grudge, you have some complaints about our church, because we are a family.
你要在这个教会合一，许多的时候你就要在这个地方愿意被神的慈神爱所捆绑所牵引。
So if we truly want to seek unity in the church, we must let God's cords of love to guide us.
神的慈神爱所把我们牵引到哪里去呢？牵引到一条合一的道路上去。
And the God's cords of love will lead us to the unity eventually.
这个就是第二节、第三节他跟我们讲的合一的道路。
So this is verse 1-2.
合一的道路里面他讲什么呢？他讲说，凡事谦卑、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So the pathway to the unity includes that we have to be humble, gentle, and patient in everything.
教会怎么达到合一？怎么达到圣灵所赐合而为一的心呢？
So how can we reach to that point, the unity?
保罗在这个地方，他给我们了一条道路。他说，在凡事要谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
So Paul shows us we have to be humble, gentle, and patient in everything.
谦虚，
humble, humility.
谦虚是什么呢？就是彼此不可结党，只要存心谦卑。
So humility means do nothing from selfish ambition.
谦虚的对立面是骄傲。
The opposite side of humility is pride.
骄傲是什么呢？骄傲就有一点像刺猬身上的一根根的刺。
I don't know how to try. It's like a needle of the porcupine.
是刺猬上一根根的刺，你敢不敢去拥抱一个刺猬？
Can you hold a porcupine?
如果说你是一个骄傲的人，你觉得有没有谁敢来拥抱你？
If you are a man of pride, so who can hug you?
我告诉你你躲都来不及，人家看到你躲都来不及。
People will just walk away.
谦卑是合一 的第一个这个要求。保罗说，凡事谦卑。
The humility is the first thing that we have to do to pursue unity.
温柔。
Gentleness.
温柔是一种力量。
Gentleness or meekness is a power, strength.
在世界的教导里面温柔好像跟力量是相反的，对不对？
In today's world's view, I think gentleness is just on the opposite of the power.
温柔常常跟软弱连在一起。
It is more more often associated with soft and weakness.
但是在圣经的教导里面，温柔是一种力量的表现。
But in biblical teaching, meekness or gentleness is being strong.
最温柔的人就是主耶稣基督。他说：“我的心柔和谦卑。”
And our Lord Jesus Christ is a good example.
而就是这位柔和谦卑的主，一个人面对了所有的黑暗势力，上了十字架。
Our gentle Lord faced the dark force alone himself.
这是基督给我们的样式。
And this is a perfect example set by our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们今天在地上应该活出来的。
And this is what we should pursue.
我们不要把温柔当作软弱来看。
We should never mistreat the take the gentleness as a weakness.
上礼拜哈，我女儿告诉我一件事情。
Last week, my daughter told me one thing.
她说在好像是 Phillies 对 Mariner 这个棒球比赛当中发生了这么一件事情。
During a baseball game,
她说有一个好像是 Mariner 这个队的队哈对，然后有一个人打出了一个全垒打，很关键的全垒打。
So there was one player in the Marlins hit all out.
结果呢，这个大家都打出全垒打的球，这观众就很宝贵啊，大家都要去抢。结果呢，这个球就被一个父亲抓到了。
And everybody wants that ball because it's all out ball.
当然，这个父亲就很高兴，就把这个球给了他的小儿子，就给了他的儿子。
And the ball was caught by a father, and the father gave it to his little child.
结果这个孩子还没来得及笑出声音来哈，就有一个太太很不讲道理的冲到这个孩子跟爸爸的这个面前，就骂他们说：“你把这个球从我手上偷走了。”
Before the child took that ball and started to enjoy it, there was a lady rushed to them and said, "You took the ball from me."
Yeah, 那。因为这个球打过来的时候在这个太太前面弹了一下，然后这个太太也没接到，然后一弹呢就被后面的爸爸给接住了。
Oh, because the fact was when the ball hit the ground, first hit the lady's seat, but the lady didn't catch it and the ball went to the backwards and that father catched it.
这一幕哈，因为是全垒打，被电视镜头 都照着这一幕，所以这一幕在不但在整个球场，甚至于在整个电视里面被播出来了。
Because it was an all out hit, and so it was broadcast on national TV.
结果这个爸爸看到了这么一个不讲道理的妇人哈，他就跟他儿子讲了几句话，他就把那个球从他儿子手上再拿回来给了这个妇人。
So you know what the father did? The father talked to his little son and then took the ball and gave it to that lady.
他就把一场本来可能很难看的这个争吵哈，就化于无形了。
He quieted down a very ugly fight, a dog fight.
这件事情感动了所有的人。
And it became a hidden news.
最后 ，Marlin 这个球队的打出全垒打的那个球员哈，在比赛结束之后，就给了这个小男孩一个他签字的球。
And after the game, the player who hit the all out actually signed a ball and gave that ball to that kid.
然后 ，Marlin 这个球队还邀请这对父子一同参加他们球队最后得胜之后的那个 party。
And the Marlin that team invited the father and the son to have a party with him.
这个父亲所表现出来的，请问是软弱还是刚强
？Dear brothers and sisters, can you see this father is weak?
他表现出来了极大的温柔。
What he showed us is
他也表现出来了极大的能力。
Is extreme gentleness and extreme power.
温柔就是一种能够控制自己的能力。
So what is gentleness? Gentleness is power under spirit control.
是一种能够放下自己的能力。
So it is a power that can let our ego, our self go.
所以我们以前哈，在什么夫妻相处的这种教导里面哈，被教导说，当夫妻之间发生了冲突，发生有争吵的时候，先道歉的那个是一刚强的那一个。
So in the marriage class, we are often told that the one who make apology first is the one who is strong.
为什么？温柔是一种力量。
Why? Because Gentleness is power.
温柔是维持合一所必须有的一种力量。
Gentleness is the only way to maintain the unity.
忍耐。
Patience.
忍耐在罗马书里面讲说，但愿赐忍耐安慰的神叫你们彼此同心，效法耶稣基督。
In the Romans, it talks about the God who gives endurance and encouragement makes us live in harmony as we imitate Christ.
所以忍耐 patience 也被翻译成为爱。
So,
爱是恒久忍耐。
So patience can often be translated to love.
为什么忍耐在合一这件事情上面这么重要呢？
Why patience plays an important role in the unity?
因为忍耐使我们不放弃。
Because patience keeps us from quitting on each other.
有些时候在教会里面，你会对一些人很失望。
So in the church, you may be very disappointed against someone.
你会简直觉得这个人没希望了。
You may find him hopeless.
对不起，我讲是，你觉得他简直没希望了。Almost hopeless.
Sorry. You may find him almost hopeless.
对，但是简直没希望的人还是有希望的。
But even that person, there is still hope for him.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为合一是神的恩典和呼召。
Why? Because unity is God's gracious call.
神能让事情发生。
God can make it happen.
所以我们要凡事盼望。
So in everything, we should have hope.
我们凡事谦卑、温柔、忍耐，里面有一个字叫凡事。
So we have to be humble, gentle, and patient in everything.
凡事就是在每件事情上面，他翻译的很对 ，everything.
In everything.
Yeah. 为什么？所以在教会里面，你永远不要说，哎，我上一次让了步了，我这一次就可以不要了，让。
So it's not treating favor like this time me, next time you.
他不是有些时候我们在家里做父母调解两个孩子的这个争端，说哦，上一次哥哥让了你，这一次你要让哥哥。
So it's not like bargaining, and this time me.
是要在凡事上忍耐。
But we have to be consistent.
凡事上温柔。
We have to be consistent.
凡事上谦卑。
In all things, we have to be gentle.
有了这种心态之后呢，我们就能够对别人、对他人有一个。对他人有一个什么样态度呢？又用爱心彼此宽容，用和平彼此联络。
So with this mindset, then we can love each other.
当我们能够在凡事上在凡事上用爱心彼此宽容，用和平彼此联络的时候呢，众人就会因此认出我们是神的门徒了。
I think Apostle John once wrote, By this, all people will know that we are Christ's disciples if we love one another.
然后在 这两节里面，第三节里面，保罗又强调跟我们讲说，要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And Paul emphasized a lot on we have to eager to maintain.
当一个人叫你竭力去做一件事情的时候，请你想象一下，这件事情会不会是很容易的？
If someone urges you and to do something, do you think that thing will be easy to do?
对不对？我们不需要叫你说你竭力的从这里去走到车库。
We won't say like you try your best to walk from here to the parking lot.
我们会跟你说你竭力的去跑完一场马拉松。
We will
对不对？
tell you try your best to finish a marathon.
当保罗说到说竭力的时候，就是保罗告诉我们这件事一件事情说合一。是非常困难的。
When Paul emphasizes eager to maintain, then we know it's going to be hard.
需要我们付上代价。
We have to pay price.
需要我们坚持到底。
We have to keep on trying.
好，我们现在再讲一个第三点哈，合一的标准是什么？
So the third point is the standard of unity.
我在准备这一节的时候，我想到了最近世界上的一个教导叫 diversify。
This is very different from what the world's teaching that diversity.
对不对啊？就对啊 ，diversity。我想到了有一个传道人，上个世纪有一个传道人叫 Schaeffer 谢佛 Schaeffer。 Philip Schaeffer.
It reminded me of a preacher, Schaeffer.
他讲到了一句话，他说 "In essentials, unity."
In essential.
就是说在凡事上啊，在基要上面要合一。In essentials unity.
In essential unity.
在非基要的事情上面要追求自由。
And he said we can pursue diversity on non-essential things.
在凡事上要爱。
In essential things, we have to love.
就说我讲一下，他的英文原文是说 ：In essentials, unity; in non-essentials, liberty; in all things, charity。他讲这个，所以合一是要有一个标准的，是要有一个范围的。
So there should be a standard for unity.
今天这个世界之所以这么混乱，就是我们强调多元。
One of the reasons behind the today's chaos is that we emphasize a lot on the diversity.
我们当我们强调多元的时候，我们渐渐的，我们其实破坏了合一的基础。
When we emphasize on the diversity, we drift away from the unity little by little.
我们现在来看合一的基础，合一的标准是什么？
Now let's see the standard of unity.
在以弗所书的第四到第六节里面，他给了我们七个一，这七个一是我们在教会追求合一的基础。
There are seven ones from verse 4 to 6.
身体只有一个，
one body.
一个身体。圣灵只有一个，一个灵。
One spirit.
正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，
one
指
hope.
望。然后就是一主一信一喜一神。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God.
身体只有一个。他讲的是教会，是一个宇宙性的教会。
One body talks about the universal church.
保罗在哥林多书里面质问那些哥林多的信徒们说：“身体基督是分开的吗？”
In the Corinthians, Paul rebuked those people. Is Christ divided?
如果基督不是分开的，那么教会就必须要是合一的。
If Christ was not divided, then the church has to have the unity.
因为身体只有一个。
Because there is one body.
圣灵只有一个。
One spirit.
圣在我们之前的以弗所书里面，他讲到说，神把圣灵赐给每一个信徒做得基业的凭据。
So in the chapter 1, Ephesians talk about, Paul talks about the pledge of our inheritance is the spirit.
这个凭据就是 deposit，
the deposit of our inheritance.
就相当于我们在做大宗买卖的时候，我们先下一个定金。
It's like when we try to make a big deal, we have to make a deposit first.
神把圣灵放在我们的里面，作为我们将来能够成为一个身体的定金制。
Okay, and the Holy Spirit serves as the deposit for us to cash out the inheritance that God prepared for us in the future.
如果说我们下了一个定金，对一个买卖下一个定金之后，然后我们不完成这个交易的话呢，我们就会失去这个定金。
If we pay the deposit but we cannot finish the deal, then we will lose it.
如果神不完成他的身体的合一的话，这一部分他放在我们里面的圣灵，他就要失去了。
If God does not finish His work in us, then we will lose the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵只有一个，它是不可以分割、不可以失去的。
There is only one Spirit; it cannot be divided and lost.
所以，同一个圣灵是我们合一的基础。
So one Spirit is the foundation of our unity.
我们为什么看我们弟兄姐妹？我们要看他们很可爱呢？因为它里面有跟你我里一样的圣灵。
Because this is just one Spirit in me and in you, the same Spirit.
在圣经里面，他因为保罗也教导说，你们要彼此顺服。
So in the New Testament, Paul talks about we have to submit to ourselves to each other.
他没有再讲一个范围说，你们在做长老的要彼此顺服，做执事的要彼此顺服。他没有，他讲说，在整个的教会里面，你们要彼此顺服，教会里面每一个人都要彼此顺服。
Paul is urging the whole church to learn how to submit to each other rather than a small region like only the elders or only the beacons.
请问你们一下哈, 我现在在这个教会做牧师, 我需不需要顺服你们?
So as a pastor here, I ask you, do I have to submit myself?
我是不是要顺服你们? 要顺服你们, 对不对?
Do I have to submit myself to you?
我告诉你哈, 我才不会顺服你们呢。
I tell you the truth, I won't.
但是我应该顺服你们里面的圣灵。
The one that I really should surrender to is the Holy Spirit in you.
你们要不要顺服我?
Do you have to surrender to me?
没有人回答。 我告诉你们哈, 不要因为我8月2号 有那个2个小时的那个礼仪, 让我得到了什么神秘的力量, 以至于你们要顺服我。
Don't you think that on August 2, I was like, I became the pastor of the church, and you have to submit yourself to me?
但是请你们相信, 圣灵也在我们里面做工。
Please believe the Holy Spirit is working among us.
你们也要顺服我里面的圣灵。
So you have to surrender to the Holy Spirit that is dwelling in me.
我们为什么要彼此顺服? 因为我们里面都有圣灵。
And why we have to submit to each other? Because we have the same Holy Spirit.
我们正如我们蒙召同有一个指望。
One hope.
请问你的指望是什么?
What's your hope?
我告诉你, 我的指望是, 当基督再来的时候, 我在他的审判台前, 能够得着接纳, 能够得着奖赏。
My hope is when Christ come again, I can share the future glory and joy and salvation.
你的指望是什么?
And what about you?
当基督再来的时候, 你是不是有别的指望?
When Christ come again, do you have other hopes?
你是不是想要到另一个地方去?
Do you want to go to the other place?
千万不要。
Don't you think so?
所以我们蒙召同有一个指望。
So we should have the same hope.
这个指望就是当基督再来的时候, 它一定会发生的。 当他再来的时候, 我们能够得着称赞。
That is when Christ come again, which is
我们所有的眼泪都会被擦干,
which will have and he will wipe.
我们所有的疑问都会被解答,
He will wipe every tear.
我们同有这一个指望,
He will address all the confusions we have now.
一主,
One Lord.
这个主就是基督,
It means Jesus Christ.
这个主是教会的头,
He is the head of the church.
教会的所有的肢体都要顺服到这个头里面去。
And the church body should surrender to the head.
我太太以前照顾过一个脑性麻痹的人。
My wife
这个字怎么讲? 是一个脑性麻痹的人。 我第一次看到一个脑性麻痹的人, 我真的有点害怕。
My first time saw that person, I was scared.
因为他的这个表现哈, 他嘴巴张大了也合并不了, 然后他的笑容就是跟正常人好像不一样。
He opened his mouth too wildly, and it's different from normal people.
但是后来呢, 因为我太太跟他很熟了, 就给我看说他写的书, 他做的很多的工作, 然后我就意识到说, 在这样一个身体里面, 有一个非常美的灵魂。
And later, my wife showed me his work, his songs, things that he wrote, and I came to realize there is a such beautiful soul inside him.
从那一次事情之后, 当我看到教会里面有这样那样的不合宜的事情的时候, 我就想到了那个形象。
Ever since then, whenever I run into some conflict, I think of that person.
一个脑性麻痹的人, 他的头脑一点问题都没有。
People with disability in the brain, but there is nothing wrong with his.
是因为他的身体没有能力把他头脑表达出来。
The problem is his body, because his body cannot support and express what he is thinking about.
今天许多对教会失望的人, 就是因为教会有一点像那个脑性麻痹的人。
And today, many people are disappointed at today's church.
基督是教会的头。
That is because we haven't been a good body.
今天的问题是教会的许多的肢体没有好好的执行头的命令。
the problems are all us because we haven't been able to be a good body to manifest the head's glory.
基督也是神的话。
And Christ is the Lord's word.
是道，是神的话。
The truth.
今天很多教会，今天世界之所以有这么多的麻烦，是因为我们离开了神的道。
Why we have so many problems is this because we abandon God's word.
我们上一个礼拜有一个 workshop， 在有教会有一个特会。
We had a workshop last week.
我们知道这个世界现在有许许多多混乱，甚至于在我们来看是荒谬的这个东西，成为这个世界的一个显学。
We run into so many absurd things these days.
因为就是我们渐渐被带领，渐渐的离开了神的道。
We drifted away from God's truth.
这是一组
one Lord. One Lord.
一信。
One faith.
基督是耶稣基督十字架上的受死复活升天，是我们的救恩。
Our salvation is Christ crucified, risen, and ascended.
也是我们所相信的一件事情。
And this is what we believe.
我们因着相信这件事情，我们所有的盼望都在这件事情里面。
Because of our faith, all our hope is on this.
在基督的死、复活、升天和再来这四件事上，你如果对任何一件有疑问的话，你都不能称为是基督徒。
If you have any doubts about Christ crucified, risen, ascended, and coming again, then you cannot call yourself a Christian.
你看有很多的异端哈，他就否认一件事情，就否认这里面的一件事情。
There are many other religions that deny.
世界有很多的教导，他否认耶稣会再来，否认神基督会再来审判死活人死人。
The world outside the church, they reject the Jesus coming again, second coming.
很多世界上的人，他们当然不相信神再来审判。很多基督徒表现得也好像没有审判一样。
Even within church, there are so many Christians that they act as there is no judgment, final judgment.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，神会，基督会再来，基督再来，他要审判我们。
Dear brothers and sisters, I tell you, Christ will come again, and he will judge on that day.
而且他的审判是从神的家里起手。
And this judgment starts from the family.
好，一洗。
One baptism.
是圣灵的洗。
It is a spiritual baptism.
哥林多前书里面说，我们都是从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体。
In the Corinthians, we are told the spiritual baptism unites us into one body.
我们每个人都受了圣灵的洗。
We received the baptism from the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵的洗让把我们不同的人浸成为了洗成了一个身体。
The Spirit's baptism, though we are different people, but it unites us into one body.
最后他讲到一神。
One God, the Father and all four.
一神他就解释说，这个就是三一的真神，他是万物的创造者，他是救恩的成就者，他也是信徒的内助者。
So he is the Trinity God, creator, redeemer, and the one who lives within us.
所以他说 他是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
That's why Paul writes, he is over all, through all, and in all.
以弗所书的讲解他是有这个顺序过来的。
So there is logic behind it.
Yeah, 我请容许我稍微的改变一下他的顺序，我来讲第五点。
So let's jump to the fifth point.
第五点是讲到合一的完全。
So the fifth point is on the completion of unity.
这也是我们常常容易犯错的一个地方。
And this is a place where we may often make mistakes.
第五点在十三节，它里面它那里讲到说，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
好，在这里他保罗在这一段里面，他第二次讲到了合一。
This is the second time Paul talks about unity.
他说在真道上同归于一。
He talks about we attend to the unity of God.
这是他第二次讲到合一。
The second time.
第一次他讲到合一的时，第一次他讲到合一的时候呢，他讲到说是竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
The first time, Paul talks about we eager to maintain the unity that is given by the Spirit.
第一次保罗给了我们一个命令，向我们提了一个要求，叫我们竭力的去保守这个合而为一的心。
First time Paul urged us.
请大家看到，我把这个 highlight 起来了，竭力啊。到第二次他再讲到合一的时候呢，他讲到说，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
And the second time he emphasized until we all reach into the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God.
你有没有发现这两个保罗的不同？前面保罗叫我们竭力保守，给了我们一个命令，给了我们一个责任。
Have you noticed the difference? The first, for the first, Paul gave us a command.
他叫我们做一些的事情去保守这个合一。
He asked us, he urged us to maintain the unity.
第二次他讲到合一的时候，他叫我们只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
And second time, he asked us just to wait and until the it.
这是我们常常会犯的一个错误。
We often make a mistake.
我给大家讲一个故事。
I tell you a story.
这个故事是一个真实的故事。
It's a true story.
是江守道弟兄所经历到的。
Pastor John experienced this.
江弟兄有一次被邀请到南美的一个退休会上去做讲员。
Once Pastor John was invited to the South American.
这个退休会上有两个讲员，跟纽约联名晋升会一样，有两个主题讲员，江弟兄是其中的一个。
Usually they will have two speakers.
那么他提前一天到了之后呢，他就见到另一个讲员。
He met the other speaker.
那么然后呢，他很自然的这两个主题讲员就一起交通一下，就也彼此认识啊，这个交通一下，他们之前不认识。
And they had some communication before the conference.
哎呦，他们两个人都有很深的圣经的根基，也对圣经的了解都很有独到的见解，他们两个人都很高兴。
They have deep knowledge of the Bible.
然后当他们讲到末世论，讲到基督再来的时候呢，他们之间发生了分歧。
When they talk about the
eschatology.
Eschatology, and they had some different opinions.
然后那一个讲员就变得越来越激动。
And the other speaker became a little bit angry.
然后他就问江弟兄说：“江弟兄，他说你怎么能够不相信圣经上的话呢？”
He asked Pastor John, "How can you do not believe what the scripture tells us?"
然后江弟兄就跟他讲说：“他说弟兄啊，他说我相信圣经上的每一句话，就跟你一样，但是我跟你的理解有一点不一样。”
And Pastor John told that speaker, "Dear brother, I do believe every word in the scripture, but I have different interpretation of it."
结果那个讲员他就不接受这个说法。
The other speaker didn't take it.
由于那一个讲员跟那个大会的组织者主办单位关系非常密切。
And the other speaker is in close relationship with the organizers.
江弟兄想到他们未来还有很多要配搭的地方。
And Pastor John thought about the future that they may work in together.
所以江弟兄最后那一次，江弟兄就主动的跟主办单位说，就把他的侍奉给改掉了。
So,
他就没有讲。
So Pastor John told the organization committee and canceled his seminars.
在他从南美回来的路上，他一直在想这件事情怎么会这样。
On his way back home, he was thinking about this. How cool!
后来江弟兄就从这一段的圣经里面找到了原因。
And Pastor John found the answer through in this passage.
他就说，在这一段的圣经里面，神先给了我们一个命令，说叫我们竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So the first thing is, God gave us a command. We have urged us to maintain the unity.
而那个合一的基础就是这七个一，就是身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，同有一个指望，一主一信，一喜一神。
And the foundations and the standard of the unity are the seven ones.
但是有另一个更高的合一，是我们众人在真道上同归于一。
But there is a higher standard, that is, we are unified in the truth of God.
这件事情是神在未来会成就的。
It is God's ongoing work. It is not yet complete.
是我们今天还没有经历到的。
We haven't experienced yet, but it is ongoing.
所以教会我们会碰到有一些人，他强调说受浸一定要人整个的浸到水里去。
So some church may say, "Oh, if talking about the baptism, you have to go full body into the water."
有些教会有些弟兄姐妹觉得说水洒在额头上就可以。
Some church may say, "Oh, you just tap some water on your head."
我告诉你，我有一次看到有一个人到我在的那个教会去，不是我之前我受洗的那个教会去，他看到我们受浸的过程，他看到我们受浸典礼。
One time there, somebody saw the how do we do the baptism in my old church.
然后我们的这个受浸典礼是有两个人扶着你往后面倒下去。
So usually two brothers will hold that person and back down.
然后浸到水里面去，我不知道我们是不是这样做的。
And lie down into the water, yeah.
结果他看了之后大惊失色啊，跟我们讲说你们的洗礼是这个样子，你们怎么可以这样来做洗礼？
That person told me, how could you do this? How could you do the baptism in this way?
然后我愣住了，然后我心里想说，这洗礼不就是这个样子吗？他怎么这么紧张呢？然后我说，那应该怎么做呢？
I was shocked. I mean, this is all we have been doing. And
然后他说，你应该往前进到水里面去。
That person told me, we should go forward, not backward.
然后我心里想说，这有差别吗？
Well, I was thinking to myself, well, what's the difference?
他说当然有差别。
Surely there is a difference.
他说基督在圣经明明地告诉我们说，基督在十字架上是头一低把他的灵魂交给父了。
That person used the scripture that he cited, in the cross, our Lord dropped his head and gave his spirit to the Father.
然后他说你看看你们在死的形状上没有跟基督联合，你想要在复活的形状上跟基督联合吗？
Now I ask you, if you cannot unite with Christ in how you do the baptism, how can you be united with Christ in the resurrection?
哎呦，我被他讲得哑口无言啊。
I was speechless.
哎呦，然后我就心里又不知道怎么样回答他，然后心里又很不服。
I don't know how to answer him.
Yeah. 然后，但是我就回家去想，我终于想到了一个例子。我想下一个礼拜去找他，结果他就再也不来我们教会了，我就没有机会去跟他讲。
I went back home and tried to search the whole scripture, and finally I found an example to.
因为我想到圣经里面有一个，这有一个亚纳尼亚、撒菲拉是就扑倒在地上，然后就被抬出去的。然后我想说我一定要告诉他有一个人是扑倒在地上，这个人是很可能没有得救还是怎么样被神审判的。
In the Acts, there was a couple that they sold everything and but they cheated and then they fell down and they died.
我的目的不是要讲笑话，我是目的是要告诉你们说，当我们不成熟的时候，我们很多的时候我们用一些神还没有做的事情来影响了我们今天的合一。
I'm not trying to tell a joke, but here I want to emphasize, before we grow into full maturity, we often partially cited God's words as a real truth.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们今天在教会在真道上还没有同归于一。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们对于一些的教义、圣经一些的经节，我们可以有不同的理解。
We haven't reached the full unity.
神叫我们在已经给了我们清清楚楚给了我们的事情上面，要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心，就是这前面的这七个一。
But here we have to know, we have to all attain to the unity of the faith. That is the seven ones in the standards of unity.
有一些事情，洗礼是要浸礼还是洗点水？有一些的事情，基督是。灾难是灾前还是灾后？我们是一起被提还是分批被提？这一些的事情到底怎么会应该怎么发生？我们应该怎么理解？将来神会让我们在真道上同归于一的。
for those secondary doctrine that is not unclear to us now, but it will be revealed clearly in the future.
而这一些事情其实跟那个之前的那个七个一是不相干的。
And this secondary doctrines has nothing to do with the seven ones.
是属于 Schaeffer 所讲的那些 non-essential 的事情。
Just like the Pastor Schaeffer.
我们要包容彼此之间的不同。
We have to bear each other in love.
In non-essential is liberty.
In non-essential is liberty.
我们要让弟兄姐妹根据自己的领会来选择。
You have the freedom.
这是我讲的第五点。第四点要讲到合一的建造。
The first point, the construction of unity.
合一的这建造里面呢，他讲到了两点。第一点说，在八节里面，他讲说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
It talks about Christ has conquered our enemies. He led captives captive.
为什么他保罗讲到这个的时候，要讲到说神升天，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌呢？
Why Paul talked about before Christ ascended to the heaven and he conquered the enemies?
如果我们仔细的去看圣经的英文的话，我们英文比较清楚。他说 took many captives and gave gifts.
So in the English translation, it says he took many captive.
或者我看到的另一个翻译是 take the captive the captivity.
In other translation, it says take the captivity captive.
就是说他讲到的是什么？是讲到了仇敌掳掠我们的能力被升天的基督给夺走了。
So it talks about our God disarmed the enemy's power.
今天魔鬼疯狂的仇敌疯狂的破坏教会的合一。
Today the enemy is working crazy.
但是就像彼得跟我们讲的一样，我们如果抵挡他，他就 会逃走了。
But just like Peter pointed out in his letters, and if we resist him,
许多的时候我们不敢抵挡撒旦的攻击。
Sometimes we are too afraid to resist him.
撒旦就会得逞。
And then Satan will win.
我们要抵挡他。
We have to resist.
为什么我们要抵挡他呢？不是因为我们比仇敌更强。
We resist not because we are stronger than it.
而是因为仇敌掳掠我们的能力被基督给掳掠走了，被基督给夺走了。
Our resist to our enemies is based on our God, who disarm our enemies' power and claims.
所以合一的道路，我们首先要知道说，合一的道路是基督掳掠了仇敌，掳掠我们的能力。
So the road to the unity is like, Christ has disarmed, defeated our enemies.
第二就是。基督赐下了各种各样的恩典和职分在我们当中。
And the second point is Christ has equipped his church with different gifts and ministries.
好，他在这里说，他说他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So to equip the saints, there is apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
在这个地方，他列出了五种恩赐。和职分。
So there are five gifts and ministries.
职分是根据恩赐的。
So the ministry is based on the gifts.
恩赐是为了完成一个职分。
And the gifts are used to fulfill our ministries.
使徒是建立教会的人。
So apostles are used by God to establish a church.
先知是传讲神的话的人。
Prophets are those people.
他说能做先知讲道。
Prophets are people who declare God's word.
传福音的是把福音传开的人。
Evangelists are people who proclaim the good news.
牧师是关心和扶持信徒的人。
Pastors are like shepherds who care and tender for God's flock.
教师是教导和讲解圣经的人。
And teachers are people who teach and explain the scripture.
这是神赐给教会的恩赐和职分。
These are the ministries that God equipped His church with.
都是必要的。
These are all necessary.
没有高低之分。
There is no difference in terms of standards.
而神对我们的要求是要这一些的职分，这一些的恩赐，必须要好好的在一起合作，为的是要成全圣徒。
And the goal that God have for us is like to equip the saints so that each one does their part in terms of ministry.
成全圣徒, 怎么叫成全圣徒呢?
What does it mean by to equip the saints?
让每个人都很happy, 是吗?
To make everyone happy?
不是的,
No.
是要让每个人各尽其职。
The point is that trying to make everyone does their part in ministry.
要各尽其职, 我们才能建立基督的身体。
Everyone fulfill their own duty to their own ministry.
弟兄姐妹, 今天在座的, 你们或者听到的, 只要有一个人没有尽到他的职分, 我们的身体都没有完全地被建立起来。
Dear brothers and sisters, if one people fail to do his duty, then the body cannot be built.
我们每个人都要在神面前问这个问题说, 你要我在这个身体里面做什么?
We have to ask ourselves, what is God's will for us in this church?
长老和我们的责任是要让每一个圣徒都能够在神把他放的岗位上好好的服侍尽他的职分。
The duty that me and the elders have is like to make every church member to know what their responsibility in the church.
建立基督的身体。
So we can equip the saints and build the church body.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一, 认识神的儿子, 得以长大成人, 满有基督长成的身量。
Until we know the Son of God fully.
满有基督长成的身量, 是我们在真道上同归于一之后的表现。
So the full measureness of the Christ is like the completion of the unity.
它表现在什么地方? 它表现在教会, 在真教会, 基督的真理在教会里面, 得到充分地活出来。
So it can be interpreted as Christ's truth is fully lived out among us.
当我们做到这一点时候, 当我们把基督的真理在教会里面充分地活出来的时候呢, 我们也教会的基督的能力也能够在教会彰显。
If the Christ's truth is fully lived out among us, then Christ's power is also fully displayed through us.
我们有些时候觉得好像祷告没有能力，好像我们为哪一个慕道友祷告，好像我们祷告了，他还没信主，我们禁食祷告之后，他也还没信主。 我们就觉得说，哎，这个能力在哪里？
Sometimes we may wonder, where is the power, especially when we pray?
弟兄姐妹, 如果我们活出了基督的真理, 教会活出了基督的真理, 基督的能力就会彰显出来。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we live out the Christ's truth, then God's power will be displayed through us.
所以答案已经在这个地方了。
So we have the answer here.
你不要问神说，哎，为什么你的能力没有彰显呢？
We shouldn't ask God, why God, where is your power?
你问问我们自己说，我们有没有活出基督的真理？
Instead, we should ask ourselves, do we?
只等到满有基督长成的身量。
Have we lived out the truth? Have we?
基督长成的身量，不单是教会得救的人数被加添。
So the measure of the standard of the fullness of Christ
也包括我们每个人里面爱主的心在成长。
is not only about number, but also about the
我们侍奉更加的老练。
but also about the maturity of our spiritual life.
我们还要再讲最后一点是合一的表现。
And the last point is a demonstration and the expression of unity.
对不起，今天是我做牧师第一次的讲道哈，我时间控制的不太好，再给我5分钟的时间。这个合一的表现是什么呢？对个人，我们每个人来说，我们怎么样子叫做我们基督的生命在我们的里面表现出来呢？对我们每个人来说，是我们灵属灵上成熟了。
Personally, it means maturity in our spiritual life.
我们不再受世界的骗，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去。
So we won't be tossed by the every wind of teaching.
我们上个礼拜的教会的特会里面，我们就看到说，我们的失败，教会的失败，就在于我们不够老练，我们被世界的风慢慢的给掳去，随着异教之风飘来飘去。
So last weekend's workshop remind us we are drifted away by the wind of the world's doctrine.
我参加这个特会的时候，我想到谁，你们知道吗？
When I attended the workshop, I thought of somebody.
我想到罗德。
I thought of Roe.
他是一步一步的迁移帐篷，最后迁到了索多玛去的。
So Lot, he moved his tent.
一个成熟的个人是不受世界的骗。
So we shouldn't be deceived by the world's teaching.
我们不再中这个世界的诡计。
We won't be captured by the world's teaching.
第二点，唯有用爱心说诚实话，这个是对彼此。
So relationally, we have to speak truth in love.
我发现哈，在教会里面用爱心说诚实话这件事情是很多教会都没有都需要好好学的功课。
Speak truth in love is a hard lesson.
为什么呢？因为我最怕有人在教会里面有人跑到我面前说：“哎，皇帝兄，我今天用爱心说诚实话哈。”
Because I hate people who come to me and dear brother Huang, I have something to say to you.
我知道他接下来的话肯定是不太有爱的。
I know the words coming out of his mouth.
我们通常不是说话的时候爱心不够，就是我们说话的时候诚实不够。
We are neither truth without love or love without truth.
哎，很多时候我们彼此相爱，
Sometimes we love.
但是呢，我们彼此相爱，说，哎，然后别人问你说，哎，你觉得我有什么要提高的吗？哎，很好，很好，很好，都很好。
So love without truth is soft and weak.
我在这个教会，我在这个身体里面感受到很多的爱，
I feel a lot of love from the church.
但是很诚实的话，我不是说大家都说谎，可能没有，但是有些很诚实的话，我听到，但是没有很多。
But I heard some truth, but not that
我有一次，
much.
我讲完到之后，有一个姐妹来跟我讲说，你这个地方讲得不够清楚。
After,
我一想，我真的没讲清楚。
one time a sister came to me, approached me, and told me that I didn't give a clear explanation on one point.
这个是爱心里面的诚实话。
This is the truth with love.
这个对我来说是比很多的夸奖啊，肯定的话都有用。
This is more, much more than those compliments.
对我更有帮助。
It's very helpful for me.
我尤其需要各位弟兄姐妹这样来对我说话。
I do appreciate dear brothers and sisters. Please speak truth in love to me.
林弟兄，林三刚弟兄过世之前，他坐在轮椅上。
Before Brother Lin passed away.
我每次到外面去讲道，他都会去听，他都在会在线上去听。
In his wheelchair, he will attend my preaching.
然后我讲完道，我去看他的时候，他就会跟我讲说：“你这里没讲好，那里没讲好，这个不对，那个不对。”
And he often reminded me what I did wrong or what I did good in terms of the sermon.
到后来，他的注意力已经不能集中这么长时间了。
And late,
他还是坚持做。
even though in his old age he cannot focus that much, but he still try to be there.
我不知道你们有没有注意到，我讲道的时候，我的左手有点局促不安，不知道放哪里。
Have you noticed that I'm on my left hand during the sermon?
因为我以前讲到，我左手喜欢插在裤子口袋里。
In old days, I usually put my hand in my pocket.
林弟兄给我最后的一个 piece of advice， 就是说你手不要放在口袋里。
The last advice I received from Brother Lin is like, do not put my hand into the pocket.
他说因为这样让你看起来很不庄重。
This makes you feel that you do not respect others.
可是我没有建立起一个习惯，所以我还是不知道放哪里。
But so far, I haven't established a way to.
但是我就是不敢插在口袋里。我一说一插在口袋里，我马上就拿出来。
But one thing that I know is that I shouldn't put it in the head pocket.
这个是爱中的诚实话。
This is speaking the truth with love.
这样的话才能叫我们凡事长进。
Only words with in this type can build us.
凡事长进，哪怕这件事情小到说你在讲台上应该怎么站。
We are growing everything.
只有用爱心说诚实话，全身才能靠它联络的合适。
So only speaking the truth with love, the whole body can be united.
百节各按各职。
So every part doing its work.
照着个体的功用彼此相助，叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Joined and held together by Christ. Then.
我们在爱中建立自己。
We establish other in love.
在爱中建立自己的最后的一个目的就是在真道上同归于。
So what's the goal? We have to be united in the truth.
我们希望我们在真道上越来越同归于一，对不对？
We hope.
我们都希望我们弟兄姐妹彼此在越来越多的事情上面，我们有同样的看法。
We hope we grow into one body as a church in the truth.
对不对？神叫我们在身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。我们不断的在爱中建立自己，我们渐渐的在真道上就会同归于。
We practice, we grow in love, we grow in everything, and one day we will be the one body.
这是一条合一的道路。
This is the pathway to unity.
这是神在我们当中所要做的工作。
This is God's work.
好，我在最后再重复这两点最重要的两点。第一件事情是在那七个一上，神要我们竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
I say it again, the standard of the unity, the seven ones. I urge you to maintain it.
在一些non-essential 的事情上面，神要我们在爱中建立自己，一直等到神让我们众人在真道上同归于一。
And the second point is in some other sense, we have to speak the truth in love.
我们一面要积极的竭力保守，一面要在神面前势力等候他的工作。
On one hand, we have to make every effort to pursue the unity, and on the other hand, we have to wait silently, standing before the God.
好，我们求神祝福他的话语。
May Father bless His words.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Father, we thank you.
因为你将这样的话放在我们的面前。
Because it is your words.
我们也谢谢我们的主耶稣基督，因为他升上高天的时候掳掠了仇敌。
We praise our Lord Jesus Christ because when He ascended on high.
使我们今天有这个能力在你的面前竭力保守圣灵所赐给我们合而为一的心。
He defeated our enemies so that we can attain to all the unity.
无论面对什么样的困难，我们都不胆怯。
No matter what we face.
虽然我们知道我们自己的软弱。
We know our weakness.
但是我们相信你的得胜。
We know you have conquered our enemies.
我们相信你升，我们的主升天的时候，已经掳掠了仇敌，掳掠我们的能力。
We believe when you ascended, you have taken our enemies captive.
使我们在地上不但不能不再重世界的诡计，我们能够用爱心说诚实话。
And we know that you break every chains and shackles on our body, that we won't be no longer tossed away by every teaching of the wind.
求你帮助我们在这个教会里面彼此相助。
Please help us to establish each other in love.
叫我们这个身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Let us grow, let the whole church grow into one body.
愿意你的工作及更早的临到我们当中，使我们众人在真道上也同归于。
May your ongoing work be more and more manifested through us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.